They say the best things in life are free. Well, you can give them to the birds and the bees. I want money, honey.
That's what I want.
Hey, I want money, honey.
That's what I want.
That's what I want. That's what I want. Your love gave me such a thrill. But your love just can't pay my bills. I want money, honey.
That's what I want.
I want money, honey.
That's what I want.
That's what I want. That's what I want. Now, you folks probably didn't know this about this tune, but this tune was not written by Lebron Stoller. It was not written by Carole King. It wasn't written by Doc Pomus. It wasn't written by the Beatles. This was written by an individual by the name of Jelly Giorgio. Jelly Giorgio was famous for being funny with his money, strange with his change, mean with his green, and slow with his dough. That is to say, the gentleman to whom I'm referring was, to put it delicately, cheap. He was the kind of guy who would talk through his teeth to save the wear and tear on his nose. He was the kind of guy, if the movie he went to was lousy, he'd sit through it three times to get his money's worth, you know what I mean? He was so cheap he wouldn't tip his hat, that's how cheap this guy was. He used to say he was frugal. He was frugal. All money can't buy everything, it's true. But what it can't buy, I can't use. I want money, honey.
That's what I want.
I want money, honey.
That's what I want.
That's what I want. That's what I want. All right, Bill. Actually, this is Now, we've been having fun with this tune, but we've been playing it wrong, I must admit. You know, I mean, I like to play it that way. Get my rock and roll rocks off or whatever it is. But there is a specific way to do this tune. This is the way Jelly Joe Joe himself taught me how to play the tune. It's the right way. See, you don't want to waste too many of those good notes. They say the best things in life are free. Well, you can give them to the birds and the bees. I want money, honey.
That's what I want.
I want money, honey.
That's what I want.
That's what I want. I swear that's what I... I tell you... That's how you can recognize Jelly Joe Joe. Just go out to the shopping center. He takes his wife out to the shopping center every Christmas time. He takes her out window wishing. I mean, it was a long time before he got married. Every time he found a woman who'd consent to it, the price of rice went up and he called it off, you know what I mean? I mean, he even tried to save money on his honeymoon. He did. He saved money on his honeymoon. He went alone. This guy even saves money on his children. Imagine a man so stingy saves money. He makes his children take off their glasses when they're not looking at anything. That's stingy. I want to tell you, this man is cheap. Last time I saw him, I said, hey, Joe, man, did you forget about the $15 that you owe me? He said, forget hell, didn't you see me try and duck down the alley when I saw you coming? That's how he is. I mean, he's out front about it, at least, you know. I once went to a football game with him, you know. Everybody gave 3 cheers. He gave 2. That's what he's like, you know. I tell you, one time I saw him driving down the street, and the brakes on his car give out. You should have seen that man steering all over the road trying to hit something that was inexpensive. Your love give me such a thrill, but your love just can't pay my bills. I want money, honey.
That's what I want.
Yeah, I want money, honey.
That's what I want.
That's what I want. That's what I want. Y'all know the People's Key of D? Okay. Marx wrote everything in D. Except Das Kapital. Das Kapital was in G, but after that he wrote everything in tigers. I hope you're taking notes. There's a quiz next period. We'll pretend that we're together all alone. I'll tell a man to turn the jukebox way down low. And you can tell your friend there with you, he'll have to go. Well, whisper to me, tell me, do you love me true? Or is he holding you the way I do? Love is blind, make up your mind, I've got to know. Should I hang up or will you tell him it's time to go? Well, you can't say the words I want to hear when you're with another man. Do you want me to answer yes or no? Darling, I will understand. I'll tell a man, turn the jukebox way down low. And you can tell that clown there with you, get up and go. While I started that song, I thought I detected some snickering. I don't mind. You guys, I mean, you're just all, you're in this rabbinical school here. Is this rabbinical school? Oh, that's right. Well, anyhow, you're really, I mean, kind of sheltered from life, you know. You guys probably don't know a whole lot about love and sex. Can I say sex? Now, not that I'm the world expert or anything, but I want to tell you that it gets pretty weird on the road traveling, you know? Really, it's hard to make a lasting relationship when you're only in a place for 4.5 hours. I was traveling through California. And I was on my way back to San Francisco to see this woman. And, I called her up to tell her what time I'd be getting back into town. And a guy answered the phone. He said, "Honey, it's for you." That funny. And what, you know, I've done a lot of weird gigs. I played with Chubby Checker for a while. I played with Jay and the Americans. I played with Tad Truesdale and his African Review. I did. And at one time I was playing this big horn band, you know, there were about, the horn section was about 12 guys, and that's a big section. One night I was hanging out with the horn section and we were in somebody's room smoking a Turkish cigarette and discussing sex for a change. First time the subject had come up, you understand. And one of the guys in the band had been married to the same woman for 20 years. And after polling the rest of the members, we found out that nobody else in the entire band had been able to sustain any kind of a relationship with any woman for more than 3 or 4 years. Because we were on the road an awful lot, you know. This is true. So finally, we asked that one guy how he did it, how he stayed married to the same woman for 20 years. He said, "I always call home before I get there."
Well, you can't say the words I want to hear when you're with another man. Do you want me to answer yes or no?
Darling, I'll understand. I'll tell a man to turn the jukebox way down low. And you can tell your friend there with you, you'll have to go. It's the first serious tune I ever wrote, and I guess it's the first tune I ever wrote that I sang for longer than a couple months. It's 6 years old now. I can figure it out because I wrote it when I'm 23. It's in the words of the song. A long way from here. 23 years. 23 years. A long way from here. I passed through a town this morning. In through a casement, I looked in through a casement, the house I was raised in. Book on the shelf. Saw a book on the shelf. I wrote it myself. I wrote it myself.
See, I'm just trying to get home. Well, I'm just trying to get home. That's why I'm wrong. That's why I'm wrong. A long way from here. Home's a long way from here. Home's a long way from here. 23 years. 23 years.
This is a nice gig for us to be doing for a couple of reasons. You see, I got this guitar from Bill Chinnock, and for that I'm eternally grateful. I mean, I love this instrument. I wish I'd had this thing about 30 years ago. Well, I wish I'd had it 10 years ago. I don't know. So I got it from Bill, and I have this song I wanted him to hear. And he stayed, you know, they've got to drive like a million miles tonight, but he stayed to hear it. So I don't know if I'd usually do it for my second tune, but... I don't usually do anything for my second tune. I mean, we pretty much wing it. So I wanted to play this for him. This is my first straight-ahead blues. Most of the blues that I tried to write have been Jews blues, you know. They always have some little smart-ass lyric in them somewhere. So it takes a lot of gall to try and sing and play blues after Bill gets done, but this is for Bill. Kind of broke my only rule. Yes, I could be your lover and I could be your friend. But I will not be your fool.
Yes, I will be there when you need me, but I won't be your toy. If a plaything's all you want me for, honey, you best find yourself another boy. Because I want to tell you, I've been to that class. Hey, and I graduated from that school. I'll be your lover and your friend. But I'll be damned if I'll be your fool. Yes, you know I gave you all I had to give. Just to keep you satisfied. Trying to keep you satisfied. Oh, but you took more than you had a right to ask for, honey. When you reached down and tried to rob me of my pride. Love you all night, I promise I'd stand beside you, honey. Well, when you're wrong and when you're right, but I want to say there's one thing in this wide world that I never will do for you. I could be your lover, your friend. I will not be your fool. Thank you.
you gambled on my love. But honey, this one time you lost your bet. Oh, you only gambled on my love. But for once you lost your bet. Any fool who would stick around for more of the dirty, rotten tricks you hand out would deserve every low-down lick I know he'd get. I know that you just cooked up this mess to see how long you could keep me in it. Pick up the phone and dial the operator. Ask the time, you can calculate it down to the minute. You know that you didn't have to hide me, darling. You know you didn't have to be so cruel. I'd be your lover and I'd be your friend. But I'll be goddamned and 6 feet underground, dead and in my grave, with the green grass growing over me. I'll see a high-rise apartment go above my tombstone. I'll see a six-lane highway going to New Jersey. I'll see you dead. I'll see your mother dead. I'll see your father dead. I'll see your whole damn family dead and roasting in hell before I'll be your fool. If you want to say the blues. Now sometimes I play the horses. Seems I never win. I went out to the races late last week again. This time I won $300. But as I left the track, squeezed the dude snuck up behind me and pushed the gun in my back. I swear I gotta suffer if you wanna sing a blues. Thank you. they call her Runaround Sue. She's kind of rank looking, but good people, she knows how to do.
Thank you.
a drink in her hand. She had ruby red lips, cold black hair, and eyes that could tempt any man. Well, she smiled as she sat down at my table, and as she placed her soft hands in mine, I found myself moving to kiss her. For temptation was flowing like wine, and I was on. The power of music can do amazing things. You probably don't believe this story, but it's true. Last night, I was in a saloon. I sat down and a girl came to my table. She sat down and put her hands in my hands. My hands in her hands. Yes, I was almost persuaded to strip myself of my pride. Well, I was almost to push my conscience aside. She whispered, I need you. Come away with me and be my man. I looked deep into my eyes and then I saw it. The reflection of my wedding band. I was almost persuaded to let strange lips lead me on. Well, I was almost persuaded, but your sweet love made me stop and go. Thank you.
kiss my baby goodbye. Hey, I gotta have a lot of women, but I'm not like these other guys. Yes, I can find one to hold me tight, but I can never make believe it's all right. 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make a harm. Hey, come on. We have been warned. There's a decency rider here.
Uh-oh. We better watch out.
Somebody told us that you guys can't even dance. Is that a lie? That's the truth? You can't dance? If there's one thing that's indecent, it's telling people not to dance, man. Well, all right. If I don't keep it decent, they won't pay us. But I'll keep it decent. Barely. Do you know why?
No. Why?
Why, David? Why?
We want to know.
Por favor.
Cause one piggy ate potato chips. This little piggy's going over your house, babe. Nibble on your sweet lips. Cause I'm a hog for you, baby. I can't get enough of your love. piggy went to Hong Kong. This little piggy's going over your dome, babe. Rock you all night long. Of course, I'm a hawk for you, baby. I can't get enough of your love. And when I go to sleep at night, that's the only thing I'm thinking of. One piggy ate potato chips. This little piggy's going over your house, babe. Nibble on your soft, sweet hip. Cause I'm a hog for you, baby. I can't get enough of your love. When I go to sleep at night, that's the only thing I'm thinking of. Think about that girl from France with her stockings rolled down to the black roots of hair that once were so platinum, so shiny and fair. And she showed me dirty pictures from 2 billion BC. She lifted her kimono so I could see a scar she'd acquired around 44. You know I asked her how she got it, didn't she? Told me, Ma. She said, David, me cakes and crumpets in a little cup of tea. She lifted up her house dress so I could see a star she'd acquired around 44. Yes, I asked her how she got it, then she told me, Ma. She said, well, thank you. Yes, and sometimes I wonder if I'll ever be the same. Then I start to think about that girl from Spain. That's a weird song. That was written by a friend of mine, Al Jacobs, who had a band called Bunky and Jake. And Jake and the Family Jewels, that was another name for the band. Old Jake, man, what a sense of humor. He really could write and play. He taught me a lot of stuff on guitar and things, you know. Those albums are on Mercury Records. Mercury had this great trick of putting an album out and then discontinuing it a month later so they wouldn't have to pay the artist royalties. Uh-huh. Real major ripoff. I'm going to play you Lynn's tune. Lynn is Jay Unger's wife. Jay Unger isn't here either tonight, though. So we usually we have two fiddlers, Jay Unger and Evan Stover. This gentleman here is Evan Stover. Holding the fort. Admiral. We usually have both those guys. But all Jay had stuff he had to do. So, I mean, you know, I don't worry about it. You know, I have his blood in a bottle at home, so. I would like... This is Hugh McDonald over there playing the bass. Steve Mosley playing drums. Peter Eklund playing brass and guitar. And Billy Novick playing the saxophones. Well, this is Lyndon's tune. It's a new one for us, but I kind of like it. Try and sing it. You can tell I like the tune, the song. I'm trying to get my guitar in tune before I play it. Not doing well. You know what I did? I followed Franzen's first law of tuning. Franzen's first law of tuning is find the out of tune string and tune all the other strings to it. Was in tune when I bought it. I won't tell you that horrible joke. Thank you. Go over there and put your hand upon her shoulder. Wanted her love tonight, you should have told her. You've got to be a little braver, a little bolder. Just hold her, don't try and scold her. And every time we fight or play, we live to see another day. In the sunlight, we all try to make it last, try not to let it go too fast. Forever is a long, long time. She's just an independent lady. The woman's heart is aching. And every time we fight or play, we live to see another day together in the sunlight.
to let it go too fast. Forever is a long, long time. Got to be a little braver and be bolder. Just hold her, don't try and scold her. And every time we fight or play, we live to see another day together in the sunlight. Try not to let it go too fast. Forever is a long, long time. Every time we fight or play, we live to see another day together in the sunlight. We all try to make it last, try not to let it go too fast. Forever is a long, long time.
This one. This is written by my friend Paul Siebel. That's where it goes. Take this to be advice. You could be advice to a man or to a woman, you know. If you don't love her, you better let her go. Never fool her, you're bound to let it show. Love's so hard to take when you have to fake everything in return. You just preserve her when you serve her a little tenderness. Well, she's a woman. She'll try and make it last. If you're a man now, better end it fast. There's no reason here, no treason here. It's just the way of a woman's mind. And she has no blame, she has no shame, she just loves. It's not easy to undo the dime or to speak too freely to just anyone. And if this takes more than you bargained for, then boy, it's time you learn. So loud and walk so proud when you're coming up. I said it's not easy to undo what you've done or to speak too freely to just anyone. And if this takes more than you bargained for, well, boy, it's time that you learn not to talk so loud and walk so proud when you're coming on. Quite a few years I've been a-trying to make a go, just picking and a-singing on a country show. I've traveled far for very little pay. Hey, I sold a lot of oats and never made much hay. Well, I've been downhearted enough to quit. Somehow I never have until yet. I say I'll quit this picking. I don't have a dime, but it's always waiting till the next time. Yes, and this is the last song I'll sing. Last song I'm ever gonna write. Well, the last song I'm ever gonna play on this old guitar. On this old stage tonight, I just know when I'm gonna quit and never pick no more. Some long-haired guy come knocking on my door. Before too long, it's back on the go, 'cause one of his clowns couldn't make the show. We stay in cheap hotels, riding big fine cars. We're our way back to smoke a long cigar. Hey, the steak's weed or the ground-up kind, but hold me over just one more time. Yes, and this is the last song I'll sing. Last song I'm ever gonna write. Well, the last song I'm ever gonna play on this old guitar. Boys on this old stage tonight. Pick me a chorus, Gano.
Well, someday I'm gonna quit and never pick no more. Some long-haired guy come knocking on my door. Yes, before too long, it's back on the go, cause one of his clowns couldn't make the show. We stay in cheap hotels and ride in big fine cars, just a rare way back to smoke a long cigar. The steaks we eat are the ground up kind, but they hold me over just one more time. And this is the last song I'll sing, last song I'm ever gonna write, well, the last song I'm ever gonna play on this old guitar. Boys, on this old stage. Thank you. Hey, if you could eliminate the feedback on this guitar, whatever it takes to do that, maybe you could do it. It makes it hard for us to figure out what we're doing when this thing goes. You guys probably can't hear it. Can you hear it? Or is that just in our monitor system? One of the hardest things is to get the sound, you know, that you like. This is a Country Granola sound. They do a really good job with it. So, I mean, I should state that after giving them a hard time about it. I should also, I introduced everybody in the band. I didn't introduce Jono, who we stole from Country Granola for the night to play some banjo for us. You know Jono. It goes, hey, well, honey, don't you cry no more. Because I think I see a good man headed straight for your back door. Ah, hey, well, honey, don't you cry no more. Because I think I see a good man going straight to your back door. I throw up your window, babe. Pull up the window shade. Hey, put some coffee on the binder. Honey, is your bed fresh made? No, 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 no. Don't tell me no stories now. Baby, just tell me, did you miss me? Honey, then just show me how. Is anybody gonna sing this with me? Hey, honey, don't you cry no more. Because I think we see a good man headed straight for your back door. Or just for sitting on your back porch singing these old lonesome blues. Come on, get up, babe. Come on, get up and let me in. I got a pocket full of funnies just to show you where I've been. I said, hey, honey, don't you cry no more. Don't you cry no more.